inspiring interviews with today's top landlords.
This is the Rental Income Podcast.
And now, Dan Lane.
Greg, you've been buying rental properties on your own, but for your latest deal, you bought it with a partner. Why did you bring in a partner? Why not just do it on your own?
So we wanted to, my wife and I wanted to be able to get into something a little more expensive and create more opportunity. So partnered with my sister and her husband and created a partnership, and we were able to purchase a much more expensive property.
They ended up putting their money together and buying a fourplex. And on the podcast today, we're going to take a look at their partnership. We'll see how they set everything up, how they divide the work. We'll also take a look at the numbers. We'll see how much money each partner invested, how their financing works, and how much cash flow they're generating. Joining us on the podcast today from Topeka, Kansas is Greg Ross. We'll take a really quick break to thank our sponsors. We'll come right back and we'll talk to Greg. We're all investing in rental properties to make money, but you don't want to make money and then turn around and give it all right back to the government. The best way to maximize the money you keep is by lowering your taxes. And you want to make sure you're working with a CPA that really understands the complexity of how real estate taxes work. I'd recommend that you reach out to the investorfriendlycpa.com. You may remember Aziz. He's been on the podcast a couple of times. He's a real estate investor, and he does more than just prepare your taxes. He'll strategize with you, he'll set up a tax plan, and he'll make sure that you get every single deduction that you're legally entitled to. If you want to learn more, reach out to Aziz at investorfriendlycpa.com. That's investorfriendlycpa.com. If you're looking for a quick and easy way to finance a rental property, reach out to Chaley Ridge from Ridge Lending Group. She has a loan program where she only cares about your deal. She doesn't need to see your pay stubs, your bank statements, or your tax returns. The only thing she's going to look at is the deal. She wants to know, does the property cash flow? If it does, she'll give you a 30-year fixed rate mortgage. Now, the rates are going to be a little bit higher than a full doc loan, but it's still a great deal. She can close quickly and there's no hassle. If you want to learn more, reach out to Chaley personally at ridgelendinggroup.com. That's RIDGE lendinggroup.com. NMLS 42056.
Rental Income Podcast.
Greg, so how did the partnership come about? Like, how did you end up talking your sister into buying a property with you?
Well, it actually happened about a little over a year ago. And around the kitchen table, we're all visiting for Christmas and just started talking about rentals and the single family properties that my wife and I had already. And the discussion led to, well, we should probably do that. Let's do that as a group. And so that was with my sister and her husband. And, you know, so the four of us decided to create an LLC and explore the opportunities and just move forward with it.
Yeah, you always hear stories about, a lot of times when you mix business and family, it doesn't always go well. Did you have any concerns that maybe they would get into this and not like it, or it would create any tension in your family?
We didn't have any concerns about that, Dan, but you know, there is always you have that thought. I mean, can't lie, it does cross your mind, but you know, we all know each other very well and have a great relationship. So that we knew that wouldn't be a problem. You know, but with the being a realtor, I do feel pressure actually still. I felt pressure at the beginning though to get it right and make sure we found a good deal, and then you know, still to make sure it is profitable and make sure that it works.
Yeah, do you feel like it adds on like just another level of work where with the properties that you own by yourself, if something comes up, you can just deal with it, get it done, move on? Where with something, when something comes up on a partnership, you've got to talk to the partners. In the case of your sister and her husband, they don't really know real estate and rentals as well as you do. So maybe you've got to take time to explain things to them. Like, so do you feel like it adds like an extra level of work?
Well, you know, at the beginning, there was definitely more discussion around each decision, because like you said, you know, I had to kind of teach everybody the ins and outs of rental properties. But it was good because, you know, it allowed me to solidify what my beliefs and my practice of real estate. So is instead of just, you know, making a decision in a vacuum and moving forward with it, I had to, you know, put everything, make it out loud for, you know, for sure. And then, mm-hmm. and then put it on a spreadsheet and share it and those sort of things. So it really validated kind of a checks and balance, if you will.
Yeah. You know, I wonder if it almost makes it easier that they don't have the real estate experience, because you really can teach them to do things the way that you want to do, the way that you actually run things with your personal business.
Yeah, that helped. I think it did help. You know, it gave us a lot of, and actually it brought us closer together. We were already, you know, a good family and everything, close and everything, but it just, the added discussions, because they live out of state. The added discussions we would have over Zoom and sometimes FaceTime would, you know, just allow, we'd talk business and then we'd talk personal stuff. You know,
it was
building.
Yeah. I mean, it really, rental properties are fun and, you know, it's just something else to have in common with your sister and her husband. So let's talk about your personal portfolio before you did the partnership. Tell me about your rentals. What did your portfolio look like?
So we started with and before we knew what it was, we did a house hack and, you know, bought a house to live in and bought it right about 3-4 years ago now, and did some work to it and then sold it at near the peak of the market, and, you know, had some cash to be able to buy some investment properties and moved up in house ourselves. So we had, at the time that we got into the fourplex with partnership with my sister and husband, we had two single family houses, a three bedroom, a 3-2 and a 2-1.
Okay. And then for the property you bought with your sister and her husband, what did you guys end up buying?
We bought a fourplex.
Okay.
Four 3-2s and a two up, two down style, right across the street from K-State in Manhattan, Kansas. So okay. Right across school, and then two and a half blocks from Aggieville, which is a very popular student hangout area.
So this is like, I assume, a college rental?
Yes, definitely. Okay. Yeah, that's the end goal for sure.
Do you live close by to the property?
We live about 40 minutes from that.
Okay. So do you have a local property manager, or are you managing it yourself?
For the fourplex, we have a property management company.
All right. Well, let's talk about some numbers here and figure out how you finance this. So sure. Are you both 50-50 partners? Like did you all put in the same amount of money?
Yes.
Okay.
And so actually our operating agreement, which is a very important document, we're all 25% partners.
Okay. Okay. So 25%, you, your wife, your sister, and your husband. So it's like four different partners. Okay. So then how much money did each person put in?
We each put in $40,000.
Okay. So you and your wife put in $80,000, and then your sister and her husband put in $80,000?
Yes, that's correct.
So were you looking at that as, okay, we've got $80,000, we want to invest, we could maybe go buy a single family house, but because we're pulling our money together, we can get into a bigger and better property?
Absolutely. That was exactly what we were thinking.
All right. So then you got a mortgage for the rest of it. Did you get a 30-year mortgage, like just a regular traditional mortgage?
We actually went with a 15-year mortgage.
Okay. What made you go with the 15-year?
Well, our end goal, our exit strategy is in what was at that time 15 years, and wanted to be able to have it paid off at that time. And if we still wanted to stay in it, then we'd be collecting, you know, significantly more cash flow at that point.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then if you want to sell it, your tenants have basically bought you the fourplex at that point, and you can cash out. So when you bought it, was the property fully rented?
No. So it's a unique situation how we found this. It was completely vacant. And the owner had a portfolio, pretty large portfolio for the area, of some buildings like this, but mostly older homes that were converted into, you know, like a three-story house converted into apartments. Her kind of her game plan at this stage in her life was, she was ill, and she just didn't have, and she managed everything herself, her and her husband. So she would renew leases if people wanted to stay, but she didn't work on filling anything.
Okay.
Filling anything. Yeah. And so, you know, the college students, they tend to move almost every year,
sure.
Houses. So they'd all moved out and, she didn't put the effort into to re-lease it.
Do you feel like you got a really good deal on it because it was empty and because of her situation?
I feel like we got a good deal. Yes. Because it was empty and in the situation, I always deal fairly with everybody and have a very soft heart. So I wouldn't have felt right if I felt like I was taking advantage of her, you know, but, something else I was going to tell you about making this property even a better deal is the zoning that it's in, the area of the city. They've rezoned it. And so it's more than just a fourplex that cash flows. It's in a community development rezoning area where their plan is to make it more high density housing. Yeah. So it's going to be worth, you know, considerably more down the road once people are ready to turn these older buildings into, you know, 5-6 story properties.
So what was the final purchase price?
Purchase price was $500,000.
$500,000. Okay. And how much is the total rent? So I guess now you have it all leased up, right? You've owned this for a year, so it's all leased up now?
Yes. Yes. So okay. It's we actually bought it in April of last year, so just about a year. And the total rent is $4,350 right now.
Okay. So $4,350 now, but you see that going up?
It will go up because when we bought it kind of out of season for the typical college student rental cycle. Mm-hmm. So the property management company, I asked them just to, you know, fill it, you know, as soon as possible. And they filled it with people that needed a place to live, which weren't college students because they already had places to live, whether in the dorms or other rentals. Mm-hmm. So they filled it with, you know, just working people. And which has been fine. And they put them on, depending on when they got them in there, more than 12 month leases. So like 14 month leases, I think was about the average to get them through to this new student rental cycle.
Yeah. You know, that's actually kind of cool is that you have that backup plan where you don't have to just rent to college students. Like it sounds like there is a market for traditional rentals. So if you ever got tired of dealing with students, I mean, it sounds like you could always rent it out to a traditional tenant if you had to.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Okay. Awesome. All right. So $4,350 right now is the rent. How much is your mortgage payment?
The mortgage payment on that one is $3,400.
Okay. And does that include taxes and insurance?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Tax
and And how much does your property manager charge?
They charge 8%.
Okay, 8% of $4,350. So that's $348 a month. So you've got your $4,350 in rent, your $3,400 mortgage, $348 for property manager. So your cash flow before any repairs or vacancy is $602 a month. So what do you do with that? Are you just holding on to that so that you have money when repairs come up or when you have vacancy, or do you distribute that to you and your sister?
So all the money stays in the account for now, and yes, we may pay for make repairs, and it's an older building, so every month there's something that comes up. So the money stays in the account. Yeah, we are not making any with any disbursements.
Okay. So you're just under the 1% rule, but you know, it sounds like with the growth in the area that this property should meet the 1% rule probably in the next couple of years, right?
Yeah, pretty soon. That was the plan, pretty soon.
Yeah.
And then, like I said, down the road with the rezoning, that's kind of a wild card. We don't know who may come along and want to turn that block into something bigger. Mm-hmm. That's a possibility too.
Is that something that you would maybe want to get involved with and maybe at some point tearing down this property and building something bigger?
And acquiring our neighbors, perhaps.
Yeah.
Yeah, perhaps. At this time, we're just kind of in a wait and see mode.
Sure. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So talk to me about the agreement. So you guys have like a formal written agreement on, if certain situations come up, this is how you're going to deal with it. Like, how did you do that?
Well, yeah, we have a formal agreement. Definitely. We have an LLC, through the state, through Kansas. And then we have an operating agreement that is, it's 15 pages of, all the details of, from the very beginning of all of our contributions to the LLC, monetarily, that is, and the members, president, secretary, treasurer, and I think a vice president or chairman, that's what it is, chairman. So we each have a position, so that, and it's framed so that I can sign for, I can be responsible for everything here locally. Like I said, they're out of state. So that's very helpful.
Do you see yourself buying more properties?
Yes.
Do you think you would buy in the same area?
So I'm always keeping my eye out. definitely, of course, I belong to the MLS there in Manhattan and the two surrounding MLSs. So every day, that's my job. I'm a realtor. So mm-hmm. I'm always looking for deals for a list of investors that I have. And then, of course, I look at them for myself, too. And have an internal policy with myself that I won't compete with a client.
Okay.
It just seems like a no brainer, but, anyway, that's what I do. And yeah, so if the right one comes up and, I've run it through my list of investors and nobody bites on it, then, maybe we'll move on it.
Sure. When you guys were searching for this property and, looking at other properties, did they come in town to look at it, or did you go over and look at the property and kind of make the decision if it was going to be a good investment?
Yeah. So they did not come to town. I went over and, we went over and did FaceTime videos from there and sent them a lot of pictures. and then I didn't make the decision myself. We, put it into spreadsheets and then shared them, did Zoom calls and made the decision together.
If you're interested in learning more about investing in Topeka, I think Greg would be a great resource for you. He said there's plenty of properties that would make great rentals in the area. They're priced between $60,000 and $150,000, which I think is a great price point. If you want to reach out to Greg, I've got his contact information on the website. You can find it at rentalincomepodcast.com/episode 403. If Greg inspired you and you're ready to buy your first rental property or you want to add to your portfolio, the lender that I recommend is our sponsor today. It's Chailey Ridge from Ridge Lending Group. Chailey is a nationwide lender, and her specialty is helping investors finance rental properties. She has a ton of different loan programs. She's got interest-only programs. She's got first position HELOC loans. Basically, Chailey can find something that'll work for you in your situation. If you want to find out more or you want to set up a time to talk to Chailey personally, you can track her down at ridgelendinggroup.com. That's RIDGE, lendinggroup.com, NMLS 42056. Thank you so much for checking out the podcast today. Make sure you hit that follow button. I put out a new interview every single Tuesday, and if you're following the show, you'll get notified as soon as the next episode comes out. My name is Dan Lane, and this has been the Rental Income Podcast.